Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Trusting God is because our focus was in the wrong place. We allowed stuff to distract us, stuff to knock us down, stuff to discourage us, stuff to threaten us and intimidate us. And we're wondering if God really meant what he said. But, you know, God will never violate his word. Tell somebody right now, you can trust him with all your heart. We have to learn and grow to where we don't lean on our own understanding. No, God is in control. Whatever's going on, God is in control. Whatever's happening, God said it's working together for my good. Amen. Whatever God says, we always will triumph. Amen. We always will have the victory. Tell somebody, if you're going through, you're coming out gold. Amen. Now, here's I find this fascinating as a study. God needs humans to interfere with Earth's affairs. He made himself illegal. And we wondering, why won't God do something? Where God at? Why won't God come? Was that time you prayed? Was that time you made a decree? Hello? I'm going to say it again. I hope I drive this deep into your heart, because the Lord needs humans. His church, his body, in order to interfere with Earth's affairs. And believe me, God will interfere. God will disrupt stuff, tear down stuff, pull down stuff, rebuke stuff, bind stuff. Amen. Nothing on earth can happen unless the Lord has human cooperation. Tell somebody right now, that's just how bad you are. And the devil been trying to tell you all your life, you ain't nothing. You'll never amount to anything. You mess up every time you do something. He's trying to convince you otherwise, because he already knows you have authority here. Because you're humus, you're human-ish inside a dirt body. Without license from mankind, the Lord will not interfere or intervene in life's affairs. Now, I want you to think about this. If you look, see, when you go read your Bible now, you're going to read it a little differently. You're going to see every time man accomplish something or God did something in the earth, man was involved. Amen. It wasn't just God coming down in spirit form. It was man. God himself cannot interfere in the earth without the consent and license from mankind. It's quiet. Question, you still waiting on God to do something? Just waiting on the Lord. Well, what have you done? What have you said? How have you prayed? See, if we shared this religious mindset,
of what prayer is and all the, you know, formalities and all that foolishness, you see that God answers prayer like that. He'll answer before you call many times, because he already know what you're about to say. Let me give you some points here. Number one, legal authority to dominate earth was given to humans. Legal authority to dominate the earth was given to humans. Remember, humus, man, humans. Number two, this is important. God didn't include himself in the legal authority structure. He didn't include. He said, let them have dominion. He didn't include himself. Now understand, God will never ever break his word. Number three, man's legal structure. Man is the legal steward of earth's domain. We are the stewards of this earth's domain. Number four, the fourth point, and just reiterating, only spirits in a physical body are legal on earth. Only spirits in a physical body are legal on earth. Number five, any spirit without a dirt body is illegal on earth. Listen, I'll say something. This is not blasphemy. That includes God himself. Amen. No dirt body, he's illegal on earth. He's got to get license, permission. Somebody's got to be in agreement with him. Else he ain't coming. Why? He's not going to break his word. He gave it to man. That's in the condition it is because man done messed up. Man's been in agreement with other stuff. Amen. Any supernatural influence, and we're talking about the natural, naturally supernatural, any supernatural influence on earth is only legal through humus man. Humans. You see all this paranormal stuff? It ain't legal. Amen. Drive them out. Amen. Cast them out. They're not legal. Child, every time I come on, the pictures will be moving and the table, you hear all these noises. Drive them out. Supernatural influence on earth is only legal through humans. Demonic possession. All these, you know, people that do the Ouija boards and seances, what are they doing? They're opening themselves up to these evil spirits to be able to function on the earth. That's why I tell saints, no weapon formed against you can prosper. No matter what they try to do to you, what type of witchcraft or evil they try to, no, not against you. No, they have no legal right. Amen. Only if you fear and allow it in. Give it no place. Bind it, rebuke it in Jesus' name. This is why God says agreement is so powerful. If two of you touch and agree on the earth. Yes. Yes. Whatever you touch and agree on, God said it'll be done for you. Yes. Two is powerful. Yes. Stop fighting that wife, that husband. Agree with him. Yes. Amen. Amen. Say amen, lights. Amen. Amen. Good word. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you a question.
Why didn't God stop Eve from eating the fruit? Or the so-called fruit. I got a different story with it, but you know, we look at it as the fruit. Why didn't God just step on in and say, don't, leave that fruit alone. I told you. Why? $1 million question. Anybody can answer, I'll give you. I ain't got $1 million. Why didn't God save us all this headache and heartache? He already knew what was about to happen. He saw it coming. Why didn't he stop her? Oh, some of y'all starting up. Oh, okay. If God had interfered right there, he would have violated his word. And you know what? The devil knew it. The devil lived up in heaven with him. You know, God's a God of his word. He's a God of integrity. He'll never violate his word. And he gave these folk dominion. Aha. He starts scheming. You like the Grinch? Mm-hmm. And so what did he do? Him being a spirit being, he found a dirt vessel called a serpent. The serpent had to be in agreement. Hey, yo, let me borrow. I'm going to get in you for a little bit because I got an appointment here with this woman. And so let me just borrow your body. And the serpent allowed it. That's why God cursed the serpent. The devil had to have a dirt body, something taken from the dirt to be legal. And it was the serpent. Now you have to understand, I've read it in quite a few different places, but the serpent didn't always crawl on his belly. The serpent was one of the more beautiful creatures created by God. And it walked up on all fours. But when God cursed it, because it lended itself, like a lot of people do, they lend themselves to these spirits. And they come and they do their function in the earth. Wreak the havoc, cause the confusion, do the destruction. And so God cursed the serpent. Isn't that interesting? God cursed the serpent. He couldn't get involved with the argument there. With the woman talking to the serpent. He would have violated. So go through some of the situations in your life that didn't turn out favorably for you, or that you don't quite understand. And look at it in light of what you're learning right now. And say, you know what? God couldn't have come in there at that time. Otherwise, he would have violated his word because I chose some things wrong. Amen. Amen. But see, thank God. Tell somebody, thank God for repentance. Amen. Satan was illegal and he negotiated with the serpent, which was like us, 100% dirt.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.